Прошу.
Are you turning on now, Mr. Rosen? What? Hello?
How are you doing?
Oh, fine.
How are we going to come along on our investment credit?
Mr. President, we'll pass it all right, and there's no real problem except that we're going to have difficulty getting it through by the Easter recess, which is what you were hoping for. I think it might take a slight assistance. We might be able to get it through by the time, but...
I talked to Dirksen. He said that all he wanted was one morning for he and Williams, one morning for Fowler, and then a different time for the Federal Reserve man. And I told him, I said, well, Everett, you got every business in this country shut down. They're all waiting to see what to do. Every corporation president says, well, now the bill's been introduced, I'm sure it's going to pass, but I'm just going to wait till it does. And let's don't get this thing worse. You don't need any long hearings on this thing. John Williams always delays things a little bit, but he said all he wanted was he would tell you and he would tell Williams. Just take one morning, have in the morning if you want to, just have as soon as Fowler gets through with Ways and Means today, just ask him to make the case and he'll do it. And if you want to hear Martin, let him come up a little later date. Martin didn't want to be saying that have his name is recommending it. I think he just didn't want to get into legislative matters. But I asked him if they wanted their name, the Federal Reserve recommended it, and he said no. So I think that Dirksen can straighten Williams out, but tell him, please, please, for God's sakes, this is his country, and let's don't have anybody waiting to hire anybody now. We've cooled this thing off far enough and plenty far, and we got our interest going good. We got the participation. We're selling 900 million of them, and it looks like they're going like hotcakes. And we got this money thing going right, and I've got them working pretty good now. And if I just get hung up, and then we go home for Easter, first place, we will not have done anything before Easter. And this is one thing I'd like to have, it and a Latin American one before Easter, if I possibly can, to show we've had some little achievement. We had a few birthdays, Roosevelt's and Lincoln's and Washington's, and now, by God, we got Easter and Good Friday, and
I've got a... Well, Mr. President...
Dirksen said he would call Williams this afternoon. He's talking to me on another matter.
I have a memo. Let me say first, as it stands now, Williams has agreed that the hearings on Monday and Tuesday, and that we could report the bill Wednesday. Now, I might be able to get it moved up to start the hearings on Friday, and I need to go to Louisiana to do a little campaigning, but it's all right with me for Smiles to go ahead and handle it. Smiles or Anderson, and so we could just go ahead and, if Williams is over, if it's all right with Williams, we could start it Friday, and then...
See if you won't let your old feller, while he's hot and bothered, and tell him he wants to get a little vacation anyway, see if you won't let him come over and tell you the reasons while he's practiced Thursday and then have Martin Friday.
Well, let me see if I can get that. Do you think the House will have the bill over to us by that time?
I don't know, but don't make a difference. Well, we're after he acts in his committee. He doesn't object to you having a hearing on it
up till now, he's been sending requests over to me asking that we not hold a hearing before he gets his bill through, saying that these boys over in he's fearful that people on the House floor get up and quote what senators are saying in the committee, and that he don't want us to do anything until he passes his bill. And I've tried to hold hearings before he passed the bill, but I've run into that a couple of times. And he's such a hell of a nice fellow, such a good friend of yours and mine. I just figured that lets us go along with him.
Well, if he feels that strong, maybe we just do have to wait. All I just don't want to do, Russell, I just don't want to get back where we were and have everybody close down and have them start speculating and saying, well, we may be having a recession and nobody's building, and all these, I talked to about 30 of these leaders that are getting ready now to put their money up and start building.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll try to do. I'll try to go back and find John Williams and try to get him to agree that we'll start hearing today if the House passes the bill. Does that suit you?
Yeah, that's all right.
Yes, incidentally, Mr. President, I've got a memo I'd better send you down there. This damn fool Munroney reorganization bill. Under this bill, except unless I could get unanimous consent. It would be April 4 before we could vote the first time on the debt limit bill. That's how it could improve our efficiency and streamline the bill. So you'd better take a look at that thing, because it's going to give you some real headaches further on down the line. You better get those boys on the House side to have a little return of sanity. That was another shot about reorganizing. These Republicans took everything out of that bill that would improve the efficiency of the Congress. They wouldn't buy any of that, and they then proceed to insist that there be something that'll protect the minority.
Okay.
Like four damn places say that we can't do anything unless we get the consent of both the majority leader and the minority leader, you see.
Okay, I'll look at it. Thank you, Russell.
Good.